浦东新区2018届高三英语二模试卷13第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. The set of stamps are rare. It took me a long time to collect them. By the way, do you like collecting stamps?
Yes, but I prefer something challenging.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Two. How do you find your Shanghai dialect learning, Mike?
Oh, it's quite beyond my capacity.
Question. What does the man think of learning Shanghai dialect? Three. Sometimes when I'm busy, I let my baby watch videos. Can this help his mental development?
Passive activity probably won't hurt, but TV and videos are poor substitutes for parents' involvement.
Question. What is good for baby's mental growth according to the man? Four. I need your ID and account number before I can cash your check.
Sure. Here's my passport and driving license, and my account number is on this card. I need your ID and account number before I can cash your check.
Sure. Here's my passport and driving license, and my account number is on this card.
Question. What's the man's occupation?
Five. Take it easy. It's only 7:30 now. There are still 15 minutes to go before the movie starts.
Don't you remember our clock is 10 minutes slow?
Question. What's the time now? Six. Hey, honey, can you grab me a duster and get this desk cleaned?
No, don't bother. We are leaving in a minute.
Question. What does the man mean? Seven. An exhibition of Picasso's paintings is being held. Do you want to go with me?
How can I miss it? But with the bus drivers on strike and taxis so expensive, we have no choice but to take the subway. If only we had a car.
Question. How will they go to the exhibition? Eight. Tom said he would come to repair our solar heater when he had time.
He often says he is willing to help, but he never seems to have time.
Question. What does the man imply about Tom?
Nine. Why haven't you done your homework yet? It's been a whole day.
Oh, Daddy, how can I concentrate with that noise? The boys have been playing basketball all day long, just outside my window.
Question. What does the girl mean?
Ten. Would it be okay if I wore a costume for the rehearsal tomorrow?
Oh, you would regret it if you didn't.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, You will be asked several questions. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
You are never too old to learn, is what my father always told me, and he proved it. At the age of 55, he quit working to become a full-time student at our local university, studying government and political science. I understand now why he did it. Education is kind of wasted on the young. Sure, we teach children because young minds are flexible and open, but making them memorize hundreds of facts is a poor substitution for learning. I think the greatest service we can do is to teach children to ask questions and guide them in seeking the answers for themselves. What's the capital of Zimbabwe? Is a much less important question than what problems do people have in Zimbabwe? If people were taught to ask the right questions from a young age, the world wouldn't be as hard to understand when they're older. I think that's the way my father saw it.
Now listen again, please.
You are never too old to learn, is what my father always told me, and he proved it. At the age of 55, he quit working to become a full-time student at our local university, studying government and political science. I understand now why he did it. Education is kind of wasted on the young. Sure, we teach children because young minds are flexible and open, but making them memorize hundreds of facts is a poor substitution for learning. I think the greatest service we can do is to teach children to ask questions and guide them in seeking the answers for themselves. What's the capital of Zimbabwe? Is a much less important question than what problems do people have in Zimbabwe? If people were taught to ask the right questions from a young age, the world wouldn't be as hard to understand when they're older. I think that's the way my father saw it.
Questions 11. What did his father do later in his life? Which of the following statements is wrong about memorizing facts? 13. What's his father's opinion on the main purpose of education?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Readers in Grenoble, a French city, can now enjoy a small bite of fiction instead of the snacks from the vending machine after the introduction of 8 short story dispensers. The free stories are available at the touch of a button, printing out on rolls of paper like a receipt. Readers are able to choose 1 minute, 3 minutes, or 5 minutes of fiction. Just 2 weeks since launch, more than 10,000 stories have already been printed. The feedback is overwhelmingly positive. There are only 8 dispensers in the city of Grenoble for now, but more are planned to be introduced. Requests are from all over the world: Australia, the US, Canada, Russia, Greece, Italy, and Chile. Pleplay, the French publisher, hopes the stories will be used to fill the dead time of a regular journey to and from the place of one's work. In the bus or the metro, everyone can make the most of these moments to read short stories, poems, or short comics. The stories are drawn from more than 60,000 stories on Short Edition's community website. Users are not able to choose what type of story, romantic, fantastical, or comic, they would like to read. Pleplay said that he and his team initially came up with the idea when having a break at the snack vending machine. They thought it would be cool to have it for short stories. Then, a couple of days later, the short story dispenser was born.
Now listen again, please.
Readers in Grenoble, a French city, can now enjoy a small bite of fiction instead of the snacks from the vending machine after the introduction of 8 short story dispensers. The free stories are available at the touch of a button, printing out on rolls of paper like a receipt. Readers are able to choose 1 minute, 3 minutes, or 5 minutes of fiction. Just 2 weeks since launch, more than 10,000 stories have already been printed. The feedback is overwhelmingly positive. There are only 8 dispensers in the city of Grenoble for now, but more are planned to be introduced. Requests are from all over the world: Australia, the US, Canada, Russia, Greece, Italy, and Chile. Pleplay, the French publisher, hopes the stories will be used to fill the dead time of a regular journey to and from the place of one's work. In the bus or the metro, everyone can make the most of these moments to read short stories, poems, or short comics. The stories are drawn from more than 60,000 stories on Short Edition's community website. Users are not able to choose what type of story, romantic, fantastical, or comic, they would like to read. Pleplay said that he and his team initially came up with the idea when having a break at the snack vending machine. They thought it would be cool to have it for short stories. Then, a couple of days later, the short story dispenser was born.
Questions 14. What is the purpose of the story dispenser? Question 15. Which of the following is not true about the stories? Question 16. Where does Pleplay's inspiration come from? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Welcome to Wanda International Cinema. Can I help you?
I want to know when Operation Red Sea is showing today.
There are 6 showings today. 1 in the morning, another at noon, and then 3 p.m, 6 p.m, 9 p.m, and a midnight showing.
Okay, I want 5 tickets for the 9 p.m. showing tonight. Are there still 5 tickets available that are seated together?
I'm sorry, there are only 3 tickets left. How about the 6 p.m. showing? There are still 7 tickets left for that show.
But we have a date for dinner at 5 p.m, so we won't make the beginning of the movie.
So would you like to see another movie? Detective Chinatown 2 is very popular too.
No, we all want to see this one. Is there any way that we could buy tickets now for Friday's screens?
You can order tickets right now for the next 3 days. It's Wednesday today, so that's okay. What time would you like?
The 9 p.m. showing. I think there might be more people who want to see the movie on Friday. How many tickets can I buy at one time?
The limit for advance tickets is 10.
Okay, I'll have 8 tickets for the showing of Operation Red Sea. Are the tickets available?
Yes, you're lucky.
By the way, when can I pick up the tickets?
You can have them right now if you pay for them.
Great, thanks.
Now listen again, please. Welcome to Wanda International Cinema. Can I help you?
I want to know when Operation Red Sea is showing today.
There are 6 showings today. 1 in the morning, another at noon, and then 3 p.m, 6 p.m, 9 p.m, and a midnight showing.
Okay, I want 5 tickets for the 9 p.m. showing tonight. Are there still 5 tickets available that are seated together?
I'm sorry, there are only 3 tickets left. How about the 6 p.m. showing? There are still 7 tickets left for that show.
But we have a date for dinner at 5 p.m, so we won't make the beginning of the movie.
So would you like to see another movie? Detective Chinatown 2 is very popular too.
No, we all want to see this one. Is there any way that we could buy tickets now for Friday's screens?
You can order tickets right now for the next 3 days. It's Wednesday today, so that's okay. What time would you like?
The 9 p.m. showing. I think there might be more people who want to see the movie on Friday. How many tickets can I buy at one time?
The limit for advance tickets is 10.
Okay, I'll have 8 tickets for the showing of Operation Red Sea. Are the tickets available?
Yes, you're lucky.
By the way, when can I pick up the tickets?
You can have them right now if you pay for them.
Great, thanks.
Questions. 17. How many tickets does the man want to buy for the 9 p.m. showing on Wednesday? Why does the man decide to buy the Friday's tickets? 19. What will the man probably do to ensure 8 tickets for Friday? 20. What does the man insist on? 21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.